We love making new friends, meeting new people, and that's what we're about to do right now.
Yeah.
And maybe turn you on to some new music. And the best way to do that is have it played live, in my personal opinion, I think. That's when I really am impressed. And I've sampled just a little bit of this gentleman's music, and I'm excited to hear more about it. He is playing tonight at the Fillmore. Please welcome to our studio, Mr. Barnes Courtney.
Yeah.
Morning, Barnes.
Morning. How you doing?
We're doing good, man. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. This place is fancy.
Thank you, sir.
We try.
Yeah.
Not by your own doing. They just gave it to us.
You have so many lights. Are you guys hot in here?
We wanted to make you feel, you know, you love being on stage. I was reading you love touring. It never gets old to you.
No. I also love that you have an enormous 10x10 picture of me on the wall. Just as I request, I'm not doing the interview unless there's an enormous photograph of my face. Is everyone looking at it?
Everyone, please look at the picture, but don't look at Barnes directly in the eyes.
Do you want us to bring the lights down? You want us to set the mood for you? Because we can do that.
That sounds pretty saucy.
All right.
Oh, you guys are actually doing it.
We can do everything. Yeah.
Wow, there's so much power in here. You get this budget.
Listen, I'm excited to become more familiar with your music. As I said at the top, I am not, but three things that I know you can do. You can sing, you can play, and you can write. And I'm very impressed with your vocal capability. So I was reading up a little bit on you, and I had read, I think it was where, as a younger musician, you wanted to really try to have a high range when you sang, but you felt that you were kind of forcing it, and then you settled into what was more natural to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, from a young age, my father used to lock me in the coal shed until I could produce notes of a certain pitch so that I could sing for halfpennies on the streets of Ipswich, where I spend my youth.
Wow.
Really?
And it was sick.
There's a movie in there. Yeah.
Sorry, that's a complete lie.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I was super...
You were the youngest of 15.
It was very difficult. My father was a cold and calculated man. He used to brush my hair from the left-hand side every morning as he would mutter insults under his breath.
Wow.
That's just a tragic life.
I like you a lot.
It's that tragic tale that really led to my music.
Oh, my place. God. What an inspiring story. There's a movie from Disney in this.
Yes. Anyway, where you originally...
my emails.
Sorry. Originally, you're from London?
I'm from just outside Aylesbury, but I grew up in Seattle, so okay. I missed out on the sexy accent.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I can put it on, though, if I need to.
You have an appreciation of coffee.
I do. I do like coffee. I like being awake and cognizant of the world.
We're going to London next week. We're doing our show from there. And really? For most of us, it's a first time in London. And do you ever go back? I mean, do you still have family there?
No, I'm not allowed back.
Not allowed back anymore.
Not since the accident, no.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, but I don't want to talk about it here, you know.
I understand.
You burned down the Courtney estate.
We don't want to pry.
Yeah. They are not fans of me in the Courtney Manor anymore.
Courtney Manor.
Courtney Manor. And on the fourth day on the fifth moon, young Barnabas did burn down the Courtney Manor, and the stuffed giraffes were ruined. All the children cried in their nightgowns.
Wow.
I love it.
This
and then
is
he
fantastic.
Fled to Seattle.
Yeah. Okay, I don't even know where to go.
I don't need to be honest. I've really digressed away from.
It's all good. I appreciate it. Some people don't say anything. I love this stream of consciousness that we're getting from you.
We'll take this, absolutely.
You actually have a connection to our last guest, Nikki Glaser, the comedian who was in here earlier. She was on Dancing with the Stars. Your songs made it onto the show. Was that this season?
I saw that. My mom posted it on Facebook. I was like, oh my God. Why didn't I think to have two enormous muscular men clapping in time in my music video? I was just walking down the street playing an acoustic guitar. I was like looking at that thinking, God, that is very, very arousing. And I need to think about that more in my future work.
So that'll be the muse for you from now on, muscular men dancing.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've really turned a corner in my career. That's very modern, what I do now. It's pushing boundaries.
All right, we love it.
It really is.
I want people to hear your voice. I want them to hear you sing and play. And by the way, you have an accompaniment here. This is Agam, is your keyboard player?
This is Agam. I don't actually know him, but he seemed pretty nice. He's got his own Casio.
Right. What are you guys going to play for us?
I'm going to play 99, which is my new single, shameless plug. I guess I'll just play it now.
I'll introduce you.
Sorry, yeah. I was going
to... You were rattling off for
so
a moment.
Used to introducing myself.
No. He'll be playing tonight, ladies and gentlemen, at the Fillmore, and this is 99 from Barnes Courtney on MMR.
Hot, strung, young, and dumb, yeah, we had no fear. Way back when we said we'd both be millionaires. Now those days are over, and we're all ghosts. Used to sleep all day, talk all night, stay up by the TV light, oh. Baby teeth ain't milky white. Wipe the stardust from your eyes. Oh, said, come on, love, we'll be just fine. We're gonna live just like it's 1999. Back then we were trading cars behind the swings. Oh no, now it's money, gold and diamond rings. Now those days are over, we're all ghosts. We used to sleep all day, talk all night, stay up by the TV light. Wipe the stardust from your eyes, oh. Said, oh, come on, love, we'll be just fine. We're gonna live just like it's 1999. Tonight, oh, oh no, where does it go? Well, whatever fill your body up with chemicals. Oh, oh no, kaleidoscopes. Well, whatever living better in, oh, oh, in 1990. In 1999.
That's awesome.
You're just joining us. That is Barnes Courtney, who's going to be playing at the Fillmore tonight. Tickets available at the FillmorePhilly.com. So while you were playing that song, I spoke to Casey over here, our producer, Barnes, because
I was listening to me, but that's cool.
I was listening, but I had to take a moment.
So it's fine. It's fine. It's all right. You got to pay your dues. I get it. I get it.
No, I was listening to the keyboard sound that Agam was playing, and we play a game here called Name That Song in 8 Bits, and it uses that particular 8-bit video game
sound
effect.
Yeah.
Do you want to play one real quick and see if you can? He should be able to hear everything we play in the headphones, right? Yeah. All right. I'm going to play a song for you. See if you can identify what this is.
Oh, God. Okay? I didn't know this would be a test.
It's a test. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
She's a good girl.
He's a pro, man.
Congratulations.
What a dude, Tom Petty.
Yeah. You have just won yourself a digital download of Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's available
no
now.
No way.
Digitally on 4K Ultra HD.
It's all coming
DVD
up, Bonzi.
let's try another one. All right.
There's more?
Yeah. Let's try another one. Here we go. Listen.
Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna be the man who's coming home to you.
Yes, you got that right.
I'm really ginger, and I've got a brother here, and he's also equally as ginger as me.
Casey, what do we have for?
We've got a Casey Yards Rival IPA right now.
Am I actually winning? Is this real?
We'll give it to you.
Just being sarcastic right now.
This is actually the citizenship test you never took. Sorry.
Right, should we do one more?
One more.
Oh, yes. Case, which one should we?
You know what? The one that you have, I love.
Okay. All right. Let's try this last one for Barnes.
Oh, I know this song.
should have just quit while I was ahead. I know the tune, but I can't place it in my brain.
Yeah, I'll give you the artist.
Hold on. The melody should be kicking in. Right here, I think. Here we go.
I got nothing.
Don't know that one.
I know it. It's a very good song.
Peter Gabriel?
Yeah. Peter Gabriel.
The name of the song is Salisbury Hill.
Oh, God. I can't believe I didn't get Peter Gabriel. I got the Pretenders, but I didn't get Peter Gabriel.
That's incorrect. I'm sorry, Barnes. You didn't get it right.
We're going to have to take back the download and the beer.
Yeah. Oh, man. What was I going to win? That was like a Prius, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, that was... It was. Yeah. And unfortunately,
I can't believe I know that song.
That's all right.
It's because you brought me in here like early in the morning. You did it deliberately, didn't you? Just to shame me in front of all these people on the radio.
You didn't get a chance to, you know, get ready for it and practice.
I'm a musician. I'm not meant to be up at these hours.
I understand that.
Fundamentally against our DNA.
I wanted to ask you about writing because I was reading an article in Rolling Stone about you that said you have a difficult writing while you're you have a difficult time writing when you're happy. It's better when there are things going on in your life.
That's why I pay a troop of men to sort of beat me consistently in the studio.
You want to be in a constant state of misery.
Yeah, exactly. Blunt objects mainly. things they find outside in the street. Sticks, stones.
Yeah. But sharp, no.
But the songs are... in a sack.
Doorknobs in a sack.
To keep me on my toes, you know? I don't want to get too comfortable.
Oranges in a sock.
Yeah, it's surprising that you're going with doorknobs instead of something a little bit more malleable.
Listen, I don't tell them how to do their jobs, okay?
Hey, we're the professional beaters. Let us do what we do.
Are you an only child?
Me?
Yeah.
No, what makes you say that?
Because only childs are usually weird.
No, I think I was dropped a lot as a baby.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to get the root of it all. No, you have a great sense of humor.
That's what I keep telling everybody. You know?
Does that help things keep things light when you're on the road? You just try to have a good time?
It does sort of quell the crippling depression that plagued me from a young age. I didn't know we were going to bring that up for this interview.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, we're just trying to get you a wound.
Maybe it's inspiring you to write a new song.
Possibly. You okay. never know.
All right, so what's another song you're going to play for us this morning?
Wait, I have to play two?
Yes, it's two. Oh, now do it.
I got the one. I thought that was the deal.
We got a sack of doorknobs right out there ready to go.
All right, I'll play Fire.
All right,
which
Fire.
Which is a song of mine that I wrote.
Okay.
With my mind.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is Barnes Courtney.
Yeah.
Lonely shadows following me, lonely ghosts come a-calling, lonely voices talking to me, now I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone. My mother told me, son, let it be, sold my soul to the calling. Sold my soul to sweet melody. Now I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone. Lord, give me that fire. Lord, give me that fire. Lord, give me that fire. Burn, burn, burn. Oh, a thousand faces staring at me. Thousand times I've fallen, thousand faces dead at my feet. Now I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone. My mother told me, son, let it be. Sold my soul to the calling, sold my soul to sweet melody. Now I'm gone, I'm gone, I'm gone. Lord, give me that fire. Lord, give me that fire. Lord, give me that fire. Burn, burn, burn. Ghosts and devils come a-calling, calling my name out. Lost in the fire. Secret
Virgin, your blood is calling, calling my name out. Lost in the fire, Lord, give me that fire. Lord, give me that fire. Lord, give me that fire. Burn, burn, burn. Yeah. Lord, give me that fire. Lord, give me that fire. Lord, give me that fire. Burn, burn, burn.
Yeah, man. Awesome.
Wow. Fire.
Such a great sound.
Barnes Courtney, who is in our studio, and I didn't talk once during your performance that
very
time.
Nice of you. Thank you.
Well, no. You won us over with the first song. We figured we'd be listening to the full second one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He got my attention. It's by the way, I got a text that says, thank you. Now I have to go home and change my panties.
Wow.
That was me.
Oh, okay. Wow, you can text and play at the same time.
Thanks for finally replying to my messages. Sending you them for over 12 months now.
How long have you been? Has this current tour been underway? Have you been doing the long haul?
Yeah, I've been doing this for 2 weeks now with the Wombats.
Okay.
It's been wonderful.
That's excellent.
I like the Wombats. Lemon to a Knife Fight is a really, really good song that me and my son are totally into right now. So congratulations on the tour.
I actually have a deep-seated hatred for the Wombats.
Now, what's that predicated on?
This whole thing is an elaborate ruse so that I can get close to them and ruin them from the inside out.
So I had talked to you briefly before the interview about another artist named Courtney Barnett, and I wasn't sure if
taught her everything she knows.
If people mistake the two. You and her, by any chance.
Oh, man, literally all the time I get tagged, like, Courtney Barnett, so amazing tonight. Courtney Barnett, isn't she incredible? What a lyrical genius is Courtney Barnett. What a wonderful diamond of our generation is Courtney Barnett. But I mean, it's free publicity for me because they've actually tagged me in all the pictures.
Yeah.
So people be like, I really got to check this Barnes Courtney guy out.
It's roundabout praise, really.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're getting the praise, it's just not for you.
She does the work, and I receive all of the accolades. Yeah. And I am okay with that.
It's brilliant, actually.
Have you ever accidentally woke up next to a guy who thought you were Courtney Barnett?
So tender.
Yeah, we're getting married next month. I felt too awkward to say anything about it.
I'm sorry, dude. You seem so into it, I didn't want to throw you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, he's a nice man.
Nice guy. He just wrote a letter about his panties.
Yeah.
Well, the show is tonight at 8 o'clock. At the Fillmore, and great music already, but you won us over with your personality, so we want to send as many people out as possible to see you tonight. And Barnes, come back around and see us again when you're back in town, okay?
I'll think about it.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
That's Barnes Courtney.
Yeah!
That's
it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. For more Preston and Steve, listen live weekday mornings on WMMR. Subscribe to the Daily Preston and Steve podcast on iTunes or listen live online at WMMR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.